Doug, how's it going today?
Pretty good.
Doug, I talked to you at the Senior Bowl and the Combine. Just let me know how your pro career is going now, this mid-season success and into this run now that you're on. You're on quite a tear, man. How's it been? How you feel?
I feel great. I feel awesome. It's been a ride. It's been a roller coaster ride, but it's been pretty great overall.
Doug, everyone talks about that big game you had against Oakland. They only stacked the line against you one time late in the fourth quarter. Were you kind of incredulous? Could you not just believe that they wouldn't put more defenders in the box against you when you're having such a huge day? How did you feel during that game?
I felt great. It was an excellent performance, team performance. The line did pretty well. It was a while ago, but right now, we're really pretty focused on this upcoming Denver game, and that's the next challenge.
Hey, Doug, there's a lot of talk around here about how the Broncos really liked you. They thought they kept trading down, but they thought they'd be able to pick you up. What did you know about what was going on while the draft was going on? And did you see Tampa as a possibility? Did you see Denver as a possibility?
I got a couple calls from Tampa during the draft process, and I didn't get a whole lot of calls from the Denver Broncos, so I had no idea what they were going to do for the draft. But I'm glad to be a Buccaneer.
When on that draft day, the Broncos were on the clock at number 31. Did you think when you got the call that it was Denver at that point, or do you remember that? Because Tampa Bay had just traded with Denver to get you at 31.
I had a good feeling. I had a good feeling because earlier on I got a call from Tampa Bay and they're just seeing if I was basically still alive or still moving. But I had a good feeling.
So you thought it was Tampa Bay? You didn't think it was the Broncos when you got picked at 31?
I had a good feeling that it was
going to
be Tampa, yeah.
Okay.
Greg, there's talk that your coach, Greg, has brought kind of a college atmosphere to the Bucs, and I know you weren't there last year to compare anything, but what's he doing to maybe instill that kind of enthusiasm?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know, but because I just came from college, so I guess the way that we worked out over the summer, it was a lot of a lot of hard running. He has like a run rest theory. It was a lot of running but a little rest. But I came from college and I had a pretty smooth transition coming from college to the NFL, and it's been pretty great so far.
Well, maybe you can compare how it is now that than it was to Boise. Is he acting like any kind of college coach?
He's just very detail oriented, and coming from Boise State, it's a program that definitely pays attention to being detail oriented. So, and that's something that he definitely brings to this organization, is just being detail oriented, whether it's on or off the field, and he does a good job of that with the team.
So it's easy being in the NFL.
One more time?
So it's just easy being in the NFL then?
I wouldn't say it's easy. Not at all. It is not. It's not easy. It's a daily, day-to-day, week-to-week process. You got to take it, game by game, and take every week, day by day. And, it's definitely a grind.
What's your relationship with Ryan Clady?
Ryan Clady. I think he was a junior. I was a freshman when he was a junior. He was just on his way out. He left early. He left Boise State early. Pretty cool. I've seen he came to Boise a few times, and we've talked, asked him how it was, and he said it was awesome. So, but our relationship is pretty good. It'll be nice to see him out there. I haven't seen him in a while.
Did the locker room kind of get a kick out of all the flack that Coach Yano took for maybe jumping the victory formation, you know, at the end of the games, which is not really the norm, and there seems to be kind of a code in the NFL against that.
No, we listen to our coach. Whatever he tells us to do, we do. I understand if you have a chance in the game, you want to take it, and you know, that's something that he believes in, so that's what we believe in also.
What's it like working with Josh Freeman? Does he have, you know, the knowledge of a guy that's, you know, maybe been in the league a little longer than his 4 years? Does he give you any pointers that maybe surprise you for a guy that's only been in the league for a few years?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, Josh is an awesome quarterback, and he definitely you know, taught me quite a few things. You know, on and off the field, and how to handle certain situations. You know, on the field, he helps me with, you know, where I should be on my routes, and you know, what I need to do to, you know, help him out. And off the field, he helps me, you know, deal with the, you know, just the media, how to deal with fans and stuff like that. And he's been a great help for me.